Yeah.
Knockdown on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the worst little podcast in the world. It is I, your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd, once again with my erstwhile partner, my left hand, my best man, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Hello.
Dogwater Dick, of course, is recording us because we can't do the show without him. But from Reno and Parts Thereon, we've got Knockdown.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there. How is everybody?
Fucking great.
So good.
What's up, dude?
Hey, guys.
So good.
Thank you. That was a great opening song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is Chris and Tony.
Yes, sir.
We're going to get back to them in just a minute, but I want to go to my partner here, my hetero-homo life mate in the other room.
Ooh.
Rick, how was your weekend?
It was fucking
great. Did you hear
great.
Him you know jump when I said that?
Yeah, no.
He knows that's my pet name for
I
him.
I thought he was going to Nick, and when he said hetero-homo life mate, I'm like, oh, no, that's me. I'm the gay one. So, yeah, the this weekend I got to record Basement Tapes.
Oh yeah.
So we
Wonderful.
We do the commercial for Bob Conrad every week, but he was actually in the fucking house all weekend.
Oh nice. Yeah.
Did you get any
He's a great drummer too.
Juicy drops out of Bob that we can use on the show?
No, and he says so much funny shit. That would have been so great.
You really should record that, Dick.
Yeah, really. We need to get him on the show so that Dog he can water, say funny stuff.
Dick. Yeah, I think Dog they're
dude, Dick. They were so much fun. And his wife Deb is the bass player and
Yeah.
And
well,
Amy
we know.
And
yeah.
Garrett. Oh my God, there was
double,
so much. It was so
double couple
great.
Band.
Dude, you guys, they brought
and
cookies.
They got, Garrett oh, gets in on
double
that.
Double couple bands always work out great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
At times.
Not from, they work out great.
Dude, it was so
for
much.
Some people. Yeah.
Until they're until ruined. Crash. Yeah. Holy shit, what's that wall? It's over.
Oh, you guys! To tell
triple
the band,
couple band.
Tell the band there was
a train wreck
a major
stuff.
Double couple band that they were all involved in that everybody broke up.
Triple couple band.
Triple. It was awful.
Yeah,
it was great. I loved the band though. But
me that's too. That's the sad part.
It was awful. I loved it.
And Rory, the other thing is that I paid off all my debt.
What?
Dogwater Dick is debt free.
Like
yes.
Completely entirely.
Yes. Congratulations,
yes.
Rick.
That's right. I'm working my ass off.
Dude, that's fucking a phenomenal accomplishment in this
and
day
and
age.
Fuck, I wish I could do that.
I was reading this book by this lady.
I got
was,
a house and student loans and kids and shit. I'm
oh, yeah,
never
I have no home.
I'm never crawling out of debt.
No.
I got a shitload of debt.
No, but Rick and I have been roommates for dude, awesome.
Credit card balance at zero.
I am so happy for you. This has been a very long road.
There was this fucking lady who was a hella racist who wrote a book about Virginia City in 1869 or so, and she was right. It was a very interesting book, but she's so racist. But I was like, why don't more people read this? Then you get to the chapter on the Chinese, and it's really, really awful. Yeah, she's not big on Jewish people either. But great, interesting book. So in it, though, she said at one point, she said, I have never felt that I should go out and go to the theater when I owe people money because I feel like I'm spending their money. And I began thinking about that. Like, she's a hella racist bitch, but she's kind of right about that. Like, I should have fucking...
That's a good pull.
So I haven't been buying anything for myself. I haven't been... So as soon as I fucking paid off the debt... I bought, what did I get? I immediately
bought giant dildo.
Headphones and four books on Virginia City. So that's the kind of crazy shit that I do. Oh, and a Bauhaus t-shirt. The moment that I got out of debt, that's what I spent it on. So anyway.
You should maybe spend your money on traveling to a concert and going to see live music in a nice, beautiful venue.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah. I did that this weekend.
Fuck. Yeah, what
really
did you do, Rick?
It
what
was
did you
super
do? This
rad,
little
guys.
Small event. It was like one of those like desktop living room shows, right?
Nah, it was 15,000 Wu-Tang Clan fans.
What? Where was that?
In Shoreline. I talked about it last week that I was going.
Yeah. Whoa, man, don't be hating on Wu-Tang. Everybody
no, we're not.
Dude, Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with.
I'm jealous.
I am jealous.
Everybody loves that.
That is my, my sarcasm it was, and rancor.
Beautiful concert, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, dude.
And they played for a really long time. They played the whole...
They give you the money's worth.
2.5 hours?
Yeah,
36 chambers, they played the whole...
Like, they give you your money's worth, man. Yeah,
yeah, and then a bunch after that, too.
Fuck yeah, man. Like, extended encore shit.
Yeah.
Three encores and two secret songs, man.
It was rad.
They didn't even do it.
Not everybody has to be on stage at once.
Very Were you way in the back, Nick, or were you, like, close down front?
All right, compared to our seats.
You know where the grass
Pixies.
Is on Shoreline?
Okay. Yeah.
We were in the front of the grass.
Oh, that's all right. Not bad.
You know, nice. No, that's
right above
actually kind
where
of perfect.
People were sitting. Not too far away from where we were sitting for
in
Pixies.
In that midsection, but we were off to the side. Were you in the middle or off to the side like that?
No, I was on the grass.
But
off to the side.
Okay.
Same side as we were on.
Still.
That was exactly where I was when I saw my very first concert. Was Shoreline?
Who was it?
The Cure.
Left Out
in 1989.
That was your first concert.
My first concert was.
How
the Cure.
Come you all you Lucky. Win the quiz?
My
I know no it never comes I never get to take
my
right.
my first concert
and it was the Disintegration tour. Everybody loves that album. So.
My first concert also in 1989 was less cool. It was New Kids on the Block and Tiffany.
Oh, that just goes to show where we both started. So sad, Rory. So
very
sad.
Different.
Yeah,
mine was Santana. I'm Mexican though, so.
I think mine was Rancid. Might have been Rancid years ago.
Mine was probably like a high school concert like that I played in.
No, that doesn't count.
That's a big show.
Like, you bought
wow,
tickets
is,
on Ticketmaster.
I think like the first big show I ever went to was the Big Air Summer Jam in Stockton in like 2008.
Who played it though?
It was Boys Like Girls, 10 Years, and Finger 11 were like the main headliner. They sing that song like Paralyzer.
Yeah, those are all sex acts. Yeah, I don't know any of those bands.
And then, like right after fun. That, like I went to Warped Tour, man. So yeah, so it was cool.
Fuck yeah!
Right on. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, man.
So,
and Rory.
Were
you done with your?
He already said New Kids.
Amazing Weekend.
Oh, I rearranged furniture at my house and made. It's a wonderful place for my wife to come home to.
That is slightly more exciting than my I paid off all my debt weekend.
I'm not going out and doing things because I'm trying to pay off this crushing mountain of debt. And
worst.
Instead, like, you know, a couple weekends ago, we resurfaced the floor and ripped up the carpet in, you know, not in that order, but you know what I mean.
And you guys, that's not a euphemism for a sex act. He really did.
We made our, the carpet we sanded our hardwood floors and resurfaced them. It was awesome. And then I moved a bunch of furniture around. I took the computer out of Chayo's room, so now he has a baby's room, and the computer's in the living room with a bunch of other crap.
The domesticated Rory Dowd.
Yeah, this is how punk rocky. What is really cool?
What?
The punk rock of this weekend, and I'm calling her punk rock now because she really hates it. But Riku shaved her head for cancer.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
For Locks of Love.
Holy
my
shit.
Daughter,
a
my
lot
13
of hair.
Year old daughter who has hair down to her over her shoulders, shaved all of her head down to like a nice little peach fuzz. And is rocking it, and the rainbow earrings, and I totally manic panicked her hair.
Oh my
way
god!
Cool, man.
And then later that afternoon, she's standing in the doorway of her bedroom, screaming, "I hate you! I hate you both! You're trying to ruin my life! I hope I never see you again."
No,
so,
I hated him ever since I was born.
So despite the
dick off a cliff.
Despite the fact that Taylor Swift and Hamilton are her favorite music, her nickname from now on is punk rock. Because the day I shave your head and dye it for the, I have not let her dye her fucking head all 12 years here until today. Almost 13 years.
That's a good
parent, and the
man.
Day I do it, she just blasts us with us. I hate you forever. So yeah, good job, little girl. Welcome
She's
to the
gonna love it one day.
Welcome to summer break grounding.
Fun.
That was my. But Sometimes. No, out of the goodness of her heart and solidarity with Uncle Sean, she shorn herself. Of hair to make her hair available for a lovely wig for somebody else.
That's way cool, man.
Way
that's
cool.
A good like that's a good thing to do.
Good job, Riku.
And yeah, for really for a 12-year-old girl to like shave her fucking hair, that's kind of a big deal. Like that's identity is wrapped up in that.
Exactly, man.
So we're really proud of her.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, good job.
Punk rock Riku.
For sure.
Let's get back to the program.
Hey, that sounds like a great idea.
I did Rick and Rory, I wanted to tell Kim too, but she's not here today. Maybe she'll listen. I discovered the most fucking best way to listen to our podcast.
How can you listen
it's
to our
so
podcast?
So fucking awesome. Check this out. Because on the iPod app, you do the podcast, right?
Right.
This is Lost Idea last week, so. But it's on half speed.
Hold my tea.
No, stop this right now.
It's the best way to listen to it.
Rick, I would like you to strike these last 45 seconds.
It sounds like we're all drunk.
I never heard Rick drunk until I listened to this.
It's rumored that in the making of the movie Sunset.
So what we have to do is actually talk slower in real time. So
what
when you do that,
it'll just sound like a hum.
Low frequency.
I thought that was going to be a nice little segue transition to, hey, what's a great way to listen to our podcast? Well, that's by visiting thisisreno.com and checking out the front page RSS feed.
He was getting to that.
Our happy sponsors, thisisreno.com, a great place to get all of your local news about the both like the cattle drives and the Reno Rodeo, and also the crazy things going on at the high levels of the Washoe County School District. So, if you want to know what's happening, will you turn that off, Nick? God damn it.
I love it.
It's the greatest. And then if you want to hear what we sound like when we're on cocaine, you can just speed it up to 1.5, and it's really, really, really.
I was going to talk really fast. You can just go, exactly, dude.
I listen to all my podcasts at 1.25, and so when I hear them not at 1.25, they sound drunk because I'm trained to think that they really talk that fast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is the worst little podcast sponsored by thisisreno.com. Thanks for being here, everyone. Woo! We love you, Bob Conrad.
Especially our Patreon subscribers. You guys are the best.
Fuck yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Hope you enjoyed the extra song this week.
Did you start the timer, Rory?
I did start the timer.
You're so fucking rad. Okay.
We can do Patreon in a song.
Amazing.
Rick, if you want to tell
us. Let's break up the commercials. Let's not do two commercials in 40 seconds.
Let's hear a song, man.
Man, will you guys let me drive the fucking bus?
Rory, what do you think we should do?
I just did a spot for our sponsor, thisisreno.com, and I was going to say, hey, band, would you like to play another song? And then we're going to come back and talk to Chris and Tony.
Ooh. I'm all for that, man. Fuck yeah. You have the steering wheel on this.
Thank you. No, these guys want a backseat. Reach
just
over
riding.
My shoulder and grab the wheel.
I'm just
hey,
riding.
Tony, you know, you're a nice guy. You've got a wonderful smile, but get the fuck downstairs and play some drums.
Whoa.
Wow, that's like, I don't know how to take that. Like,
easy.
Good or bad. That was like offensive or like fucking.
Tony,
I'm
really
excited
polite.
To hear you play.
Yeah, no, he just really wants to hear you. So.
Well, thank you. You're the bus driver, and we're just the two hippies you picked up. So we will fucking
there you go.
Play some music for you.
and if you see a funny looking cigarette on the floor, feel free to pick it up or not. You know, it's cool.
I might pass, but who knows?
Hippies.
I always pass on grass.
So it's Ash or Cash. Ass or cash for you then, huh?
Oh, I might have it. I just won't use it myself.
Ass, cash, or grass?
So you are a local here, Chris.
Yes. I have lived here for like the last little over a year.
Awesome.
A year and some months.
Okay. Where were you from before that?
From Stockton.
Okay.
That's
so
where we
you were like,
oh, shit.
If you guys are an amoeba, so, you're the first arm to come out here, and then he's like the trailing edge that's following you up.
So why did you move to Reno?
Yeah.
A lot of different reasons. I have a lot of friends here, man. A lot of friends in the music scene, so I thought it'd be cool, you know, to change it up, man.
Right.
We're buddies with Chris Box from Boss Daughter and all that whole scene. So.
Yeah.
Dude, so
just wanted to change it up, you know?
Yeah.
So you were talking to fucking Tony, and you're like, oh, we got to break up the band because I'm moving to fucking Reno. You can sit here and rot in Stockton for all I care.
Fuck you.
Is that what I thought? Is that how it went?
No, Tony's feeling the angst, man.
Yeah. No. No, there was never a thought that we would ever like stop playing, man. It's only a couple hours away. It's fine. I've driven further for bands before, so.
How long of a trip is it?
Give or take about 2.5 hours.
That's
maybe.
Not
close to 3, I don't know. It just depends on traffic, you know.
What time do you get off work, Tony?
I'm usually off at like 8 or 9.
Oh, you took the day off work to come here?
I did.
Wow.
Damn.
See, that's
you
an
guys,
honor, sir.
All you fucking Reno bands that bitch about being on this show.
Oh my god.
You
I'm
only had to drive across
the
town.
Last minute.
Oh, cuz it's too hard. And the drummer hurt his hand. Meh.
Because I love you
Fuck, you were the best.
This is what we expect out of you as a scene, Reno.
This is the kind of appreciation we deserve.
All right, you guys, hit us with another song.
Yeah, this next one is, you can find it on our first EP. It's like right when we became a band. It's called I Wanna Believe.
Calm down.
She's such a bitch.
At least she's honest.
God
she's honest.
It. That was amazing, you guys. It.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's fast fucking punk rock.
You know,
like, yeah.
I'm gonna call you out here though. You got a Masonic sticker on your guitar. What's up with that, bro? You a Mason?
You know.
Are you supposed to talk about it?
No, I really can't say. I'm going to Tom DeLonge you right now. I need to know basis, bro. No, I have a lot of family that are Freemason.
Because you're also talking to members of a secret society as well.
Well, shit, I don't think
we're
I can
clampers.
Say yeah, clampers. Yeah,
yeah. It's a secret.
This is a bunch of secret Hella shit secret. I know nothing about.
I have a lot of family that are Masons. And before I actually, right before I moved up to Sparks, I was becoming one. I had already met, you know, in order to do it, basically, you got to go through a background check. You meet with, like, a couple master masons, and they basically decide, like, if they want you or not to continue your process. They just want to make sure you're a good dude and you're not doing it for, like, the wrong intentions. Like, I'm aliens. That's what I want to know. They're not having that. They're not having that. So I got real close, man. I got to where they want you to memorize a lot of things, like the final initiation.
Oh, yeah.
The final vote. So they make you like recite a lot of stuff. And I got to that point, but I moved here. And so I couldn't go to that lodge anymore. So it's basically the starting over process. So
you'd have to revet yourself with the locals. And
yeah. Well, the thing is they want you to go to your lodge. And since it's so far away, I couldn't
do that. Have you checked out the lodges here?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
But I definitely would like to. But, you know.
There are.
I had to make sure that I was going to stay here, you know? I didn't want to do the same thing.
For sure.
I don't feel like a fucking idiot.
Man, yeah. He's in with the fucking CIA. He knows about Marvin the Martian.
He looks like
he's a real guy.
His look is totally the kind of company man. He's just a caricature.
Straight judging me right now?
Yeah. No, I mean with those dark sunglasses and the black suit and tie. It's,
yeah, with no face, just eyeballs.
Like
right?
A Men in Black dude. Exactly.
I have gotten confronted.
That blue flashlight you keep on. Like, what are we talking about?
Fucking memory here.
I did get confronted recently, actually, for even having that sticker on my guitar. This guy that we know, I'm not going to name him, fucking asshole. He's always got something to say. But
we know that guy.
Type of dude that just thinks he knows everything.
We all know
man.
That guy.
No, he messaged me, and he was stalking me, man. He just kept messaging me every fucking not even hour. Just and I wouldn't reply at first because I'm you're asking me stupid questions that I don't really need to answer.
Yeah.
But eventually it got to where you're not allowed to have that sticker on there if you're not a Mason or whatever. I'm first of all, you don't even fucking know me. And second of all, I'm that there's never a fucking rule. They literally sell sweatshirts with that Grand Architect, the G on it.
Dude, it's a fashion statement these days. Yeah,
you know what I mean? So anyone can have it. So I didn't even bother really getting into that, dude. But it happens every now and then, man. I always get confronted.
It's cultural
by it.
Appropriation of secret white guy societies, man. Dude, you can't do that.
What's crazy is it's not even, people take it so serious, man. It's not even that big of a deal. Just worry about you, bro.
Yeah,
but,
aliens.
The only thing I told him actually though was the one of the 33rd Masons or whatever at that lodge is the one who actually gave me that sticker. So if he didn't want me to fucking put it on my guitar or use it, he wouldn't have given it to me.
Yeah, give him that guy's phone number.
Why don't you?
Yeah, you
want to
talk it up? Yeah. Give me a call. I'll tell you.
What are
you
the Mason police?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
If you was so in, you wouldn't be so bothered.
Exactly. I'm man, dude, you don't know nothing about this, bro. Yeah, so that's that.
All right, just welcome. Hey, I just noticed.
What's up,
that I
dudes?
Like it.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
music.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for letting us be
good
the
times, man. You guys are cool dudes.
How long? How long have you guys been playing music together? Has it always been a duo, or have you had a bass player? Or is this just a momentary?
It's momentary. We've been a two piece for maybe the last year or so.
Okay,
but
yeah,
we had a bassist, and long story short, he didn't work out. So we parted ways with that guy and then haven't been able to find anyone since. I've tried out multiple people, man, but they're either, it's just typical stuff. You're either not very good or you just can't
flaky.
Commit to. Yeah, you can't. Flake has been the biggest thing, honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
There's lots of talented, flaky people.
I have them learn.
Welcome to Reno.
Yeah, so because of
exactly.
Reno people or Stockton people?
That's a fucked up thing. Okay.
It's both, and it's also Sun Valley people. So,
oh hell yeah!
Yeah,
oh,
man,
sure.
It's everybody.
I had one guy from Dayton try out, and man, he had me so sure that he knew all the songs and stuff. He was so down, and I show up physically to practice. Dude doesn't know one song. He puts it on his PA system and has us play along to it or whatever. And I'm just kind of watching him, and he's every chord is just completely wrong. He just played it how he thought it should go. And right before the tryout, he's telling me how he thinks I should change one of our recorded songs. I'm like. Dude, you're not even a part of this yet, bro. You're
That's
already telling
not gonna
me.
Work.
Yeah. No, it was weird. Yeah. So I've had a lot of weird encounters, but we have a couple people right now that we're trying out that are we feel very good about them.
Strange.
So.
We have found on this show that the Craigslist Reno band thing actually has a pretty good percentage rate of working out.
That's
true.
Been a lot of clicks and a lot of bands.
Yeah, he's
have gone
done.
On
that's
like,
pretty
a
much
lot
where
of
I found everyone
Craigslist.
Here.
Yeah,
Craigslist
yeah,
people
yeah.
hit me up.
Yeah.
But that's the craziest thing is.
I mean, so you got to weed through the scrubs.
Well,
goods and the bad ones.
It's
man.
Gotten to the point where I'm just like. Becoming a dick and I'm just so straightforward with these people. Even on my Craigslist, it's so straightforward and short, exactly what we need. If you can't do it, don't bother messaging me. People want to message me, then have me they give me their number, they want my number and want to meet. I'm like, no, dude, I'm skipping all that. Here's our songs. If you can learn them, great. We'll get together. If not, I'm done.
I can play the entire Yingwei Malmsteen collection.
You're
don't
out.
Ask me
You're
to
out.
Learn.
That's a
don't
mouthful.
Ask,
Holy
don't,
shit.
Don't ask me to learn anything new, but I could play all that. We could do that kind of thing.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
What is the short, concise thing that you are looking for in a bass player?
Someone who's good.
Yeah. But no, I mean, we have at least 17 people listening to this week.
I could try to play your album well, to see if I could
throw it
do
out
it.
There.
The
it
main
out.
Thing is just knowing how to play your instrument sexually and being a fucking cool guy. And like that just like really seems hard, you know, to find. Yes, like you're either good and you're a dickhead or you're not good but you're a really cool guy. Like it's hard to find.
But those
like,
are both Rory. Those are both awful.
Thanks.
You don't have to be that good if you're fucking fun to hang out with.
Wow.
I beg to differ.
Way to throw me out of the fucking bus.
I didn't mean that about you exactly.
My band picked me up because they figured it was easier to teach me, a singer and guitar player, how to play bass, who is already their friend, than to find a random bass player and try to be a friend with some rando.
Ooh, you guys could take a page from that.
But it certainly sounds
don't
like...
Don't you have a cool friend you hang out with?
Rick is throwing a little shade on my accomplishments.
No. And I really am just joking because Rory actually is really good now.
No, I'm not. Yes, I still suck.
Well,
no.
A friend is cool, but I'm getting kind of fucking over the friend thing. I'd rather just fucking hurry up and find someone who's good and committed.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, don't you have a friend that's like always hanging around and has nothing to do and has kind of a boring life? And
he just moved here, dude.
God, I wish we had that.
Yeah. And you just make that guy watch bass player
YouTube
videos.
Like, you have
videos.
Nothing going on in life here. Come fucking join my band, dude.
Yes, and we'll teach you how to play.
Well,
we feel
really good. We got two guys in particular that we have really high hopes on. Yeah. One of them are definitely going to work out. But before that, I mean, we've been a band for like maybe 3 years. Not too long.
Me and Chris, met in a previous band. We both played out in Sacramento back in 2014, like something like that. And
five, 6 years ago, I don't know.
That was how me and Chris, first met. And then like that band like didn't work out. Me and Chris, had a lot of similar interests in music, and we were like, fuck, dude, we should just do our own thing. And
hell yeah.
That's pretty much how that started.
I joined that band like right when I moved to Sacramento, so I was like kind of desperate. I mean, I just wanted to get back in the music scene. I wanted to skip the whole process of trying to just start my own thing and whatever.
And join up with a group. Yeah.
Yeah. We joined a band called Yankee Brutal, which was like a thrash kind of punk band in Sacramento.
That's a rad name.
Yeah, dude. It was very,
shout out to those guys.
Very fun, fast-paced music for sure. Those dudes are good. But I'm very thankful for that because I met him. But I was playing bass in that band, and I'm not really a bassist. Guitar is my main thing. So eventually, at some point, I mean, I got kind of bored. And then also, I had a lot of songs that I had already been writing that wouldn't fit with them.
You know
what I mean? It just made sense to go off and kind of do my own thing after that. But very thankful for that band, man.
So like, we just had like a common interest. Like we like had a common interest in drinking beer. So that was where we kind of, let's go to the fucking bar and have some beers.
We understand that. Yeah.
Once and duly.
Here's where he makes it sound like drunks. Right.
Yeah. It sounds like Idiocracy.
Knockdown didn't even start. It wasn't even about music. Yeah, we just wanted to drink some beer. Just named ourselves.
We just wanted to throw up.
I like to drink so much that I get knocked down when I strum.
Exactly.
And my beer is empty. Fuck you guys.
No.
You didn't bring the
empty. We don't have any interns this week.
This is stupid.
It's about 5-6 years total I've known Tony.
Nice. All right.
Somewhere on there.
Yeah, and like sometimes like the connection with friends is like just there and like
he's getting sensual.
Well, I think our friendship is like you can't fucking explain. Like it's either there or it's not. And you just have that connection with dudes.
Yeah.
And like that was like what I had with Chris, man.
Sexually.
We haven't gotten that far yet. Fuck, I hope we don't ever get that far.
I recommend beer boxes so you don't have to make direct eye contact.
A bunch of fucking plastic bags you wear, you pass out, you don't know
if you
what's
wear beer
on,
bags. It's okay.
No beer boxes cuz the handles you can look out the eyes and watch the porn.
Well, no, you can watch the porn, but you
don't
see your
friend. It's
kind of
like a dick in the box, but it's on your head, man.
Right.
Yeah, and you have no peripheral vision to see anybody else in the room.
Can't see shit.
Yeah.
What happens like when you blow your load or whatever?
You want to blow another one.
In front of what?
I don't know.
I don't.
Some people have some kinds of friends.
I hope I still have the box on my head at that point.
Kim kept saying, when are you going to have a sample of me? And she finally said something that was sample worthy.
What happens like when you blow your load or whatever?
Welcome to the show, Kim.
There you go, Kim.
Welcome to the show.
You are officially a member today.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're in the archives. Yeah.
Waited for her time. Drops. Nailed it.
Yep.
And I also got Matt Bodie saying,
that's the best one. Ha ha.
Holy shit.
Which I love. I don't know why.
Yeah, so that's just like the gist of the band, like how it started. You know, we were just like good friends, and like Chris had some songs we just hooked up, and when
typical
we just started
shit.
Like playing
typical
shit.
Yeah.
How long have you
not
been
like
playing
special.
Music individually?
Individually?
Yeah, just how deep are
See,
you?
See, I'm 29.
This?
I started roughly around 10 years old, man. So I've been playing about like
All right,
18,
you're,
like 19, 20 years.
You're
like
deep.
About,
you're hooked into this curse. This
oh,
is just
it's
part
my
of your
life,
being.
Dude. I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah, I've been playing guitar since I was probably like 7 or 8.
Right.
So a long time.
Yeah,
I grew up.
That's just got a couple more years on me.
A lot of my good friends at that time were a lot older than me, so I grew up watching them play a lot of music, and they immediately put me in like the punk thing. Like they showed me Operation Ivy and Rancid and all those punk.
Yeah,
bands.
By the way, I wanted to mention nice forearm tattoo there.
Thank you.
Woo, soft clap for Op Ivy, man.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
an inspiration
guys,
to all of us, fucking ever.
I wasn't even born yet, but yeah, those guys.
The cool
are
thing is,
oh, you hurt my heart.
I
dude.
Love how I tried so hard to learn how to play, and play with those dudes, and finally, when I get good enough to play, they all stop. Like so, that was cool.
They all get old,
like,
have
you,
kids,
and
organs.
Yeah, so I grew up in Vallejo, and eventually, when I was almost 17, is right about when they stopped playing. So they were around like 24 at that point, I think, somewhere around there. I just said fuck it. I'm like, well, I'm not gonna get to play with you guys. I went to Vallejo High, so there was no one that played punk, especially.
Yeah.
But it was a ghetto ass school, so I moved to Chico and I joined some buddies out there just to fucking play. And man, I'm glad I did because I got some good memories now. But if I'd have stayed in Vallejo, fuck, I don't even know. I'd probably still be playing baseball, to be honest with you. I'm like, man.
Oh, you play baseball as well?
Yeah. I played a couple.
He almost made the Giants, but he took the punk rock route.
That's absolutely wrong. No.
Punk rock was more important, man.
I just went to a couple
Not
community colleges.
Out.
played through high school, played at Napa Community College, and I went to Butte and Chico and played there.
Right
for a
little
on bit.
That. That's
but,
awesome.
Yeah, dude.
I actually went there a little bit after I moved to Chico. When I first moved there, I only played music, so I was like fucking a musician loser, like that's all I did. But I went back to be like later.
I spent a great summer visiting a girlfriend who was taking summer classes in Chico.
Dude, Chico was fun.
The bus down every 2 weekends and party with all the punk rock loser kids. It was a great fucking party.
Chico was fun for like the first half year. And then it got really old. If you weren't going to like Chico State, like really living it up like that.
Yeah,
it's just the same shit every night, man.
Yeah,
hella burnt out.
I think I only know
living
maybe
out of town made it a lot fun.
See, it's better to go visit
because you work there every day, all day, man.
Day,
you only work for the cool shit.
That's the weekend thing.
That's why I was escaping here.
Yeah, dude, exactly. I'm gonna go up there and have a fun time.
Definitely,
Greyhound was really cheap.
Definitely sucked to be there for 2 years for sure. That shit got old, man.
Dude, I felt the same way about Reno gay bars on meth. It's fun for
it
a weekend.
It got old.
It gets old.
You can't do that every day.
Been there,
that
done that.
Like no fun.
Really lame.
Yeah, you've been there.
Fucking yeah, it just gets sucks taking your roommate out to the bar and then throwing him to the wolves while you get your jollies off, I bet.
Hey, that only happened one time.
Oh my God.
It was bad, though. It was really bad.
Covered on a previous podcast.
Rory was nearly molested.
Covered on a previous podcast.
And it was young, skinny, hot Rory.
Hey!
Oh, that sounds beautiful. You sound like
Again,
a beautiful dude, man.
Throwing a lot of shade here tonight.
It's getting brutal.
Dog water, bitch.
And you guys didn't like my slowed down podcast bit.
I love that. I love that.
He likes it.
Yeah, no, yeah. People want to listen to us argue. How about we have another song instead?
More music.
Yeah.
Down.
Do it. What song you want to do next?
Fucking Frozen. So we named... Frozen.
From the movie?
No, see, we wrote a song...
You think you know everything, huh?
It says...
He said that, not me. Don't look at me. That was Nick.
So in the chorus, I say, let it go. So, of course, to be stupid, we just named it Frozen. I feel like...
Because who doesn't fucking like Frozen? Come on, I'll admit, I liked it. It wasn't too bad.
I didn't even watch it.
Tangled was better.
Rapunzel. Everybody likes Rapunzel, man. But nobody likes Elsa.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Let's play a song.
All right,
I really
like
Sing. Sing was good.
Sing was good.
I did like that.
This time I'll say, Tony, my friend, would you mind running downstairs and playing drums for us real quick?
Don't forget to grab a beer.
Love to hear your song.
Your beer is in the fridge.
Yeah, don't forget.
Sing was actually really good, though.
That was fucking. That made I was kind of sad when I saw that, and it made me feel so much better about my life.
Wait, which?
That's
what?
Good.
Sing
movie, then.
The one with the animals, and they all sing. And
oh no, missed that one.
Oh, it's fucking really good.
Nana took Riku to see that one. I didn't.
Oh,
see
good.
It.
So she's seen it.
Oh, of
no,
course.
I know she's seen it because we talked about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Luckily, I had a Nana to take Riku to all those stupid fucking movies.
Oh, you would have liked it. It's make you cry.
The only reason I even watched that movie Sing was because my niece wanted to watch it.
There you go.
And then you're like, holy shit, this is not bad.
It actually was good.
When the gorilla guy plays I'm Still Standing, that
but
was
it's
so fucking rad.
It's conforming brainwashing and social programming.
When the pigs do chicken, that fucking song by Ariana Grande or whoever it is. I forget.
Big
I love that song.
Brother's eating your brain.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
You guys want to just go?
Yeah,
let's hear some knockdown.
Oh, okay.
Start.
Ripper. No, yeah.
That was our Disney song.
And it had a good music.
It sound, you know, I really felt that it had that, like, you know, minor chord progression, that real Disney feel to it. Yeah.
Yeah,
uplifting.
Had to keep it dark. You know? Exactly. That's what I was going for, man. Just wanted to keep it positive.
Tony, are you coming back up here? Are you on the stairwell?
I feel the stairs moving, yes.
Right. He got lost in his other beer.
Hey, he got a beer. Exciting.
Do you come from a big family, Chris?
Do you come from a land down under?
in a brand new Hyundai? That's a Family Guy joke. I have a pretty big family. Mostly on my mom's side. My mom was adopted, and so she doesn't even know who her real parents are, so it's not like blood, but, you know, that doesn't mean shit.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean shit. My dad's side is decently big, but my mom's side is really big. A lot of fucking cousins and all kinds of shit, man.
Yeah.
But weirdly, I mean, I don't really see them that much. And a lot of them live in Sacramento. I have family kind of all across the states, but I don't really see them that much.
Yeah, you're out living your rock and roll life. So.
Well, that's the thing is my dad's side.
So you said you're 29. How old are you?
I'm 29.
All right, right.
My
right.
grandpa, like, on my dad's side.
12 in my mind, though.
That's
no,
the,
dude. I,
yeah, how did
see,
you
I ran into the wall of a child at 32. So there you go. Like, otherwise, like, you're,
that explains
you're
a lot.
You're kind of in the clear at this point. Like, just keep running.
So my grandpa, on my dad's side. On my dad's side is where all the music comes from. My grandpa was, they were all big on country and shit, which I'm not really into. Country is like one of the only things I never could get into.
My white grandpa was into that.
Your yeah. white grandpa?
Yeah, my mom's dad.
Well,
yeah.
Oh. Nick Ramirez. Have,
my grandpa
no,
has
that,
videos.
That's my Mexican grandpa. Oh.
My grandpa has videos playing with Johnny Cash and shit, so he really did his thing. Like, he actually toured and all that stuff.
Oh,
so.
Far out.
Right.
But what's funny is, what I was getting to is, on my mom's side, they're all like way more rich and like kind of uppity, and I'm not really. They're not
bougie.
Really. They're not really bad people, but yeah, it's not at all like who I am and like our dad's side of the family. Like, you know,
what would people think?
They're more political and like, well, how much money have you made? Like,
who cares? I'm having fun.
The only time I really see them is like one time a year, like family reunion type shit, and like. When your question to me, when I haven't seen you in a year, is like, are you playing the Staples Center yet? But like, serious? Dude, fuck you. That's yeah. them.
Do
That's
they,
them.
Do
right,
they,
right. They have no idea of how any of that.
Do
no.
they enjoy your
not
album
even how any
anything,
of this works.
Any yeah. of them? You
know? Only a few. I have a couple uncles and things like that. And some of my cousins actually really like it. They're only a chosen few are supportive.
Yeah.
But the other ones are like that. We're like, they only care when you're doing something. Like
yeah, if you're not Blink 182,
yeah,
then fuck
God.
You.
Well, I guess you're never going to come see us, then, stupid fucks.
Yeah, or Green. Yeah, they're like, I like punk. I like Green Day. I like Blink 182. I like whatever the man tells me is punk rock, you know? Yeah.
I like Avril Lavigne.
Whatever the dude says.
Not
I like
to say it. Those are bad bands. Those are great bands.
Oh, yeah,
I like both
yeah,
those bands,
yeah.
but you know, yeah. if that's the only thing.
Including
you know,
Avril Lavigne, I like
or
Avril
care
Lavigne,
about.
So on the family
not
reunions
always
now,
horrible. No,
the family really reunions now.
Boy,
so
man.
Dirty Secret.
I make
Dirty
it a point
Secret.
To just go to the family reunions and just talk shit. So now, now I know what to expect. So if they're gonna generalize me as that like kind of person, then I'm just gonna be that person. Like, oh, how you doing, you fucking douche? Like fucking yeah. No, the last time specifically why I brought up the Staples Center thing is because last time one of the family members straight up asked me that, and like right off the bat I'm just like, why is that when you're gonna give a fuck? Like,
ooh. That's a good reply.
I bet that goes over like a lead balloon.
Weird. I was talking to him on the way up here. I'm like, you know, still having shows, man, it's really hard playing to nobody. Like, you have a lot of shows where there's a good amount of people, and you still have the shows where there's nobody, and to have a lot of people that swear they're going to be there and then they don't, it's so disappointing. But like, playing an empty crowd or to an empty place is really hard to do, and especially when your family was supposed to be there and they're not, because then it feels like you feel like an extra piece of shit, because you're like,
yeah,
they only care if we're playing the fucking Staples Center. Yeah. I'm like, you fucking bastards, we don't need you at a fucking place where there's thousands of people. I need you at the place where there's nobody.
Right
But I'll never get that. And but you got it at the same time, you got to expect that when you're playing music. Dude,
no, hell yeah.
Well, yeah, but I
keep
also
the
feel
faith,
like in
keep
your
the
family.
Oh, dude, we do it because it's fun.
If
so.
they don't think, wow, that's really cool that, you know, Chris is an artist. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, like you're no. we're
if I don't find that kind
artists,
of support, then
like,
I kind
of,
I also like, I, well, no, whatever you're into, I don't give a shit
it's
about
more like,
either. Fuck you.
No, it's for them, it's more like, well, I'm glad my son is a fucking lawyer instead of that fucking piece. It's like, you know, whatever. But, you know, as a musician, dude, you got to know you're going to play to nobody, too. Like, it's music. Being that's all being a part of, you know, being a musician is, it's just full of disappointment.
If I can blow the minds of a room full
or what
of
you
seven
have
to,
be blue
to ten
about?
People versus yeah. make a room full of 50 people like not care,
yeah.
I'd rather blow the minds of like 10
yeah.
people, you know.
Yeah,
like,
dude,
yeah.
Exactly.
Little shows can be a lot of fun too.
They really are, though, honestly. 10 people is like still really good, man.
10 people?
Well, most of the time, 10 people are going to be they're all going to be pretty much interacting, though.
Yeah.
Because they don't want
to
be the one person that's not caring and off to the side. Or
I'd say, I mean, you know, 10 people jumping off the wall going crazy is better than 20,000 just standing there looking at you.
Well, I don't know. I get paid pretty good for 20,000.
I mean,
sure.
Yeah, 20,000 people, they're all standing there with their cell phones videotaping your ass in a sea of fucking cell phones.
Dude, even if there's only two, though, you should play like it's 10,000.
Yeah,
we do.
Exactly.
We do.
Right? Yeah.
And if it's a show of 10,000, play like it's for three people.
I strive to do that every
show.
Your mother. Who the hell's watching? I will play my fucking heart out like it's my last show every single time I get on stage, man.
Right.
That's like the way to go about music, I think. Oh, yeah. I don't care.
You guys are tight.
I saw Mindless Self-Indulgence and Sparks, and they were played like they were playing in Sparks.
Wait, they played in Sparks?
Yeah, at the Oasis.
No shit.
I was at that show, and we were so excited.
Is that place still around?
I know. And I saw them at Coachella, and I saw them.
Yeah.
And they were amazing.
That was rad.
When they played in Sparks, they played like they were playing in Sparks.
Like it sucked?
We kind of don't care. No, we're not going to talk to anybody. No, Jimmy Urin isn't going to leap out into the audience and kiss people. No, none of that's happening. We don't even give a fuck that we're here. This was years ago.
Nah, we play hard every time, I think, man. That comes with us being friends, though. That's just the energy me and him have.
Dude, and as far as like your family love and shit, though, like my family loves me. But none of them really get what I do or know what I do. And I've been like, and this has been my passion for like 11 years now, to be recording bands and doing all this local stuff. And I'm so excited about
it. Your sister appreciates it, though.
Gina is different. Gina and Darren, like,
family.
No, they're amazing. You're right. But like my mom and dad and my step parents, it's always kind of like, what do you do? Oh, well, that's interesting. And like, and it's not their fault.
Well, you can't win them all.
And at the same time, like, I don't ask I tried to ask my dad, like, what he does. Like, I can't, he's just like a middle management sort of thing. So have you ever asked your rich family like how they screw poor people or what they do? On an average day, how many people do you fire? And like, you know, like
well, you know, yeah.
Do you care about their lives?
In order to get to a lot of high positions, you have to screw a lot of people over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I worked at a company in Sacramento, which I'm not going to name because I actually really liked a lot of those people. But the dude that owned it straight up told me one day, I'm sorry. It was his brother. The brother of the owner told me, you want to know how he got that position? Because dude was young, the owner. Like, he had to have been, mid-40s. It's like, it wasn't very old at all, but he owned the whole, it was a construction company. You want to know how he got that? By screwing a lot of fucking people over and talking shit. He, tried to get in good with the old guy that owned it before or whatever and just he threw everyone under the bus. That's exactly what his brother said. His own brother was telling me that. Because his brother, it's like the dude who owns it, but like his brother is still like working way down here with everyone else. Like, so he didn't get any benefits from that. So it was straight up him fucking everyone over. And you could, which is weird though, because honestly, when I think about it, like every time I've talked to him and seen him talk to people, he was a cool dude, man. But either way.
And now he's got all these people that fucking hate him. And
sharks look
and he's
like
so
nice
sad
fish until
on his
they
boat.
Smile.
He's so sad in his fucking
convertible. A lot of people did quit for that place.
All his mountain
he's
of
so
cocaine.
He's so sad.
Well, everyone else is getting paid the bare minimum, but he's got a fucking mansion. He tries to invite everyone to show off his shit. And he's got brand new Porsche every other fucking week. He trades in all his cars and gets the next best thing. And I'm like, you fucking douche. Whatever.
Stupid.
You know what I think it's time for?
What's it time for?
My music.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's totally
as you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's my favorite part of the show where we do the worst little quiz in the world. I'm going to be interviewing and quizzing and possibly cattle prodding our two guests with a bunch of questions they probably don't want to answer that'll live on the internet forever. Are you ready to play, boys?
Yes. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Woo! Wonderful. For your first question, Tony, do you have any tattoos?
Do I have any what?
Tattoos.
Oh, no. Actually, no, I do not. Everybody gives me shit for that. The only cool thing about me
is I have
a nose ring, and I used to have dreadlocks. That was the only cool fucking thing about me.
Excellent.
No tattoos.
0 points awarded.
No, I'm giving him points for that.
Chris?
First dreads.
How many tattoos do you have?
Technically, four different times, but on my right arm, they're two.
It's a quarter sleeve.
Two of them are kind of connected. Yeah. Only four. Just on my forearms.
All right. Nick?
You guys, okay.
All right, Rick?
Let's hear it.
What is the age and circumstance of the loss of your virginity?
Tony?
I think I was a little older, dude. I was about fucking 17.
And what happened? How did it go down?
Oh, dude.
Without my, names.
Well, where were you? Okay. You know, like, my, what were circumstances?
My mom went to go see a Lost and Lonely Boys concert.
Yes.
And I fucking called my girlfriend over at the time, dude. And I didn't have a key to the house, you know, so I had to sneak in through my mom's window.
You had to break into your own fucking house.
Yeah, which
this
is like,
happening one way or another.
Yeah, which is like kind of higher up, so you got to get like a weird angle.
Your mom locked you out? What?
Yeah, I didn't have a fucking key to the house, dude. I was.
It's because she knew what was going to happen as soon as she left.
Yeah, so anyways, like I had to get in.
Does she want you to fuck in the bushes? That's weird.
I don't think she wanted me to fuck at all, but it happened.
Well, I guess you're right.
And I had to kind of go in at an angle, and I went up, and like as I went to get into the window, like the back heel of my foot went up and hit the fucking window and actually cracked it and almost put a hole in it while I knocked over like a bunch of her knickknacks in her bedroom. Yeah, so like, I had to kind of like fix that and let my chick in, and then it happened, and
it happened.
Fuck a little heel pain, you're getting fucked.
I will forever love the Lost and Lonely Boys for that, you know, so thank you, man.
Yes.
First time getting
excellent
laid.
Excellent answer.
Agree.
How romantic.
Chris, yourself.
Yeah, I was 17. It was right when I moved to Chico. Yeah, I had been with this chick for like maybe 6 months or whatever, and we actually did it in the back of my truck. Believe it. I had a long bed 92 Chevy Cheyenne.
Was it summertime or wintertime?
It was definitely summertime.
Did you have some laid out in the back?
I actually had a rug back there, and then I had blankets over that.
It happened
right after a show in Chico. I used to live in this place called the Zombie House. It was like the punk party house in Chico. So right after that show, our set was done. My shirt was already off. I was like, "We're going,
dude! I'm sweaty. Love
Let's
me.
Get it on, man."
You've just answered the "Has playing music ever gotten you laid?" question.
That correct.
How about you, Tony?
No, but I've no.
No.
I'm not that cool, man. I've made out with a drummer, Nick.
Exceptional answer because the answer is yes, and it was when he lost his virginity. So, damn.
I wasn't that cool.
All right, Rick.
Damn,
sure.
Chris.
Yeah. Excuse me, Nick. Okay. Do you have a question ready?
I do have one ready. It's just my typical question. Let's if you were on a road trip buddy movie across America, what celebrity or famous historical figure would you take, and what kind of car would you guys go in?
With me on a fucking trip?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah. Nice.
Strong.
And what kind of car?
Fucking, like a fucking 69 GTO or like some shit, dude.
Cool. Wow.
And I would let Hunter drive it, and I'd let him snort his cocaine and take his acid and have a fucking beer.
No, that's his lawyer.
His lawyer brings
that suitcase.
But I'd be on the fucking ride. Let's have a fun time, man.
That tells me a lot about you, Tony.
I can be cool and wild sometimes, man.
Yeah,
I'd have to say Scarlett Johansson and then a 71 Nova.
Nice.
That would be my thing.
Ooh, that's a nice.
There's no backseat in that bitch. We're just up front doing it, man. And then we're hitting the road.
Shit. Nick, I've never really answered this. I want to say John Waters and Kit from Knight Rider.
Ooh, I bet John Waters would take you up on that, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
That's just weird enough. He'd be all, yeah, I'll do that with you, Rick.
He likes dudes that look like they just got out of prison, so I gotta butch it up.
Excellent answers, both of you. And you, Rick.
Yeah. Rick, did you have another question?
I love the questions, man.
Oh, do we want to ask the dirty one?
No.
When searching the internet for your own self-pleasure, you dirty boys, what are your favorite keywords to enter in those filthy websites?
You know, Latinas, Asians, black
chicks. That's enough.
Fresno lunchbox.
No, you can
BBW,
stop.
Fresno
MMS,
lunchbox.
Big and busty. What the fuck?
Wait.
Stop.
Martinez,
no.
It's
stop. Stop.
Okay, what is a Fresno lunchbox?
I'll show you after the show.
I'll start. I feel.
Is that like a dirty snack? I feel like that's kind of what that sounds like.
I feel like Tony might have a better answer.
Dude,
than me.
Okay.
I feel more plain.
What are your favorite keywords?
I had a buddy of mine one time in high school was like, dude, look up Penn Island. You won't forget it. And I looked it up and I was like, dude, this is fucking stupid. It says penis land. Like you said Penn Island. Like I thought it was something way cooler. It was a bunch of fucking dicks and like a gay website or something, dude. I was like,
so that did you enter in on the
Rick, did you write that down?
Oh, dude, I was in English class right too when we were fucking doing it, so it was like even more awkward.
I think maybe you're misunderstanding the question.
Yeah.
What are you into? Like, yeah, what are your keywords?
Are you black girls?
Don't make
what?
Riku listed again.
Right.
I like no. She will.
Multicultural chicks, you know, what's the fucking word I'm looking for?
Biracial?
No, like not mysterious, but no,
exotic?
Not exotic.
There you go.
Yeah.
Asian
exotic
chicks.
Women, you know, exotic whatever.
So
man.
Could be
yeah.
Latina, yeah. Could be
not white.
Asian,
no.
Japanese,
but not white. But anything not white.
Oh, yeah. To quote the Dirt Bombs, I'm through with white girls.
Yeah,
I like all the colors of the rainbow, baby. You know what I'm saying? I like to watch all kinds of girls fuck. It's rad.
It's a great song that you should
can't
check
go
it
wrong
out.
With two girls.
Yeah, if I had to pick two, probably Latinas and lesbians. Man, I get lesbians, bro.
Lesbian Latinas.
Something lesbian. About dude. Yeah. Nice. Something about that.
They will kick your ass.
But Chris
that's
likes
all right.
To look up. Does the carpet match the drapes? Likes to look that up.
You don't mind the answer, you just want to know. Upon your death, where would you haunt, Chris?
Where would I haunt?
Yeah, where would you haunt if you died?
Fucking Disneyland.
You answer. Could hang out at Galaxy's Edge.
Pirates of the Caribbean all day, dude.
Forever.
That shit was already creepy as a kid, so you might as well just be in there fucking with people.
With other, yeah. With
Tony?
All real ghosts.
Dude, by that time, I hope I have fucking kids or something, or like relatives still alive. I would want to haunt my family.
Yeah.
Just nice. Like see what they're doing.
What an
like
ass.
They can't hear me. What the fuck are you doing, man? Just
and all that happened was a book fell off.
Yeah, I just want to scope out my family, man.
All right. Real quick question. What is your favorite drunk food?
Oh, fucking I already know this.
Jack in the Box tacos. Right. That's the worst, dude.
It's not really food, but
it feels good going in.
I definitely wasn't gonna say Jack in the Box, but tacos and burritos for sure.
All right. Tacos.
Yeah.
We're gonna switch over to some rapid fire questions.
1, 2, 3, go.
Donkey or walrus?
Huh?
Donkey or walrus? Who wins in a fight?
Walrus.
What?
No, a duck or a walrus?
Walrus all day. My bad. Walrus.
Okay. One horse-sized duck versus 10 duck-sized horses. Who wins in a fight? Go.
The first one.
10 duck-sized horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I got that.
Python or eagle?
Oh, a fucking eagle.
I don't know about that. I think
that's
ducks.
Tough. That's
those
actually tough.
Ducks, dude.
I say eagle because he'll be quicker on the scoop.
Man. But he's got aerial attack.
Now, what do you like better, cats or dogs?
Oh, I'm a cat, dude.
Dogs, for sure.
Which would you rather have, AIDS or cancer?
Fucking neither, but I guess cancer, dude.
Probably cancer.
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Well, both has happened to me, so probably just beat up.
Would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf?
Oh, vampire. I like sucking blood. Vampire for sure, dude.
I live the night live anyway, vamp. Vamp holder.
Yeah, I'm a night dude.
Would you rather listen to Coldplay or have a cold sore?
Oh, Coldplay for sure. Oh, I love Coldplay, man.
Coldplay. Cold sore suck.
Yeah, dude. I love Coldplay.
Nickelback or herpes?
Herpes? Dude, that's so fucked up, man. But that's the honest truth.
I'd rather live with the derps. please.
Blue waffle or lemon party?
Oh, God.
Lemon party.
Blue.
Or would you
well, I didn't get that question with lemon party.
I think that's enough.
No. Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Or what?
Gay or ginger?
Oh, I have ginger facial hair, so ginger.
All right.
I'm already a fucking ginger, you dick.
Couple of homophobes. God damn.
You Irish
Chewy has one. You only see my red hair when I shave my beard, though.
Fuck,
it's
that's
weird.
All I have on my face.
I red. Used to have red hair and my beard. Now it's white.
Yeah, I'll
mine's
get like
slowly
that one
turning
I
white.
These two, man.
I have a lot of white on the sides.
Yeah.
But I'm gay as fuck.
Okay.
There's your own drop, Rick.
Right.
But I'm gay as fuck.
All right,
I like the jazz
tabulate
in the
scores
man.
Here on my calculator.
Beep, 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 beep.
And man, I'm gonna have to give it to Tony.
Yeah.
So like it was pretty even, but the virginity story kind of put it over the edge.
Yeah, that was
knocked
out of the park.
Kind of epic.
I was picturing those broken knickknacks.
I just wanted to see,
dude. It was like Wizard of Oz shit and stuff. And I felt like I felt so bad. Like I broke the red slippers. I'm sorry, Dorothy.
How was the sex?
Oh, It was all right.
Probably your first time. My
first time is always
awful. Over it wasn't like worth three remembering. And a half fucking
mine
day.
Was. Mine was just awful.
It was like you, it was with the chick I was like in love with for years.
Do you
and
remember
like
her name?
Yes.
You don't. I don't want to see here.
Was the second time better?
As long as you remember, that's respectful.
I remember.
Well, I'm not a total asshole. Was the second time better?
Yeah.
I mean, you could say that.
Was there a repeat performance?
There was a. Apparently,
there wasn't a repeat performance. It was definitely better than the first.
Yeah.
But it's long forgotten.
It gradually gets better. But yeah. The first one was definitely fucking.
You start
awful.
To learn the motions, right. And you start to learn, you know, moves that you like, man. So,
I'm gonna ask that you run back downstairs for a final song of the evening.
You just want to get rid of me, huh?
Yeah. And hey, Nick, do you got anything?
Is
going
this
on
our
this
fourth
weekend?
Song, or do you guys have two more?
This is four.
Oh yeah, I don't fucking know. Unless you
want
to play more,
you
dude.
Can do it too if you want for the end.
Shit, what else are we gonna play?
I mean, we're cool dudes. We like to say whatever you guys want to hear, man.
I'm gonna.
When's
gonna,
the next show? When you guys?
Yeah,
next?
Are you guys playing Reno? Where are you guys doing stuff?
I'd have to look it up. But our next one, we're playing at the Skate House in Tahoe soon with somebody.
Oh, right.
Oh cool.
Good venue.
Yeah, playing. I think. The dude's an Old Cross. I think they're from Oregon. I want to say, fuck, I feel like a dick. I don't know. Long gone. So, yeah, we're going to play there. It's been a minute since we played there. I mean, it's just a perfect environment for us to play.
Hell yeah.
In front of fucking skaters. So that's cool. And then after that, I think
that indoor pool, or, yeah, the
I think
bowl
it's rad.
Is
yeah.
dope.
Man.
We play after that on the Y, I believe, just a small little bar in Sacramento. And then after that, we don't really have much booked right now because we're getting ready to record. We just finally booked our studio time, and we're going to Bridge City Sessions in Portland again.
Damn,
we did a couple of sessions
cool.
there, like the live thing, so we want to go back for our album because they're really cool dudes.
Fuck yeah.
They actually like our music, so that helps. They're not going to sit there and be like annoyed of you
retaking
shit. But yeah, it's going to be cool, man. So August 11th is when we book the time. So it's August 11th through the 24th. We'll be there for like 2 weeks.
When where can people find you online?
Anywhere, man. Spotify. I put our shit on YouTube. I try and update everything as much as possible.
Fuck yeah. Facebook, Twitter.
Facebook, Instagram. We don't have Twitter.
Good.
I feel like I would just end up saying too much stupid shit. And so I just stay away from that. And we do have a website, too. It's just knockdown.band. And then that pretty much keeps you up to date on shows, and I always keep videos and all our songs. So you can download songs for free on there and shit.
Very cool.
Rad. Very cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
on.
Nick, do you got anything going on this weekend?
I don't. If you want to subscribe to our Patreon, we'll give you an extra episode.
Yeah.
Every month.
Well, not an extra episode, an extra little like thing in your mailbox
every week. Actually, every time we have a show, you get. Peek at the show before it happens, an extra song. Like
and
from Knockdown.
And this week Knockdown did a new song that they haven't recorded yet that you can only hear if you're one of our Patreon people who's giving $5 a month or more.
Yes.
Another exclusive.
That was
we
definitely
did it again.
A first.
Thank
and
you.
And I'm
guys.
I'm actually really proud of how good or well we played that because I mean we've been practicing a lot trying to get ready for recording, but yeah, that's the first time playing in front of anyone, so that was surprised.
So patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
And if you're out and about in Reno this weekend, there's a lot of great events happening. At the Saint, we got the Scott Pemberton Trio. If you've ever caught the guitar madness of Scott Pemberton, you've missed yourself a great show. We've got the House Party Showdown on Friday at Dead Ringer. House Party guys, great guys, put on an awesome EDM show every month. Flesh Hammers with Vague Choir at Alturas Bar.
Dude.
Good friends, good heavy Reno shit. Go out and see that. Let's see, Birdwell Island, Rach Bott and Vinny and the Deadbirds.
Oh,
that's
going to
be at Picnic on Saturday night. Shit, Ableton has finally got their thing going on again, the Ableton user group, getting together, making weird noise to drive off the normies on Sunday at Picnic Pub and Patio. Those guys are always fun with their science, rocket science, rock, noise music.
Art
rock, computer, like getting older equipment to make newer sounds. But yeah, check out those guys. It's a lot of fun. It's a big weekend in Reno. The summer's hot. It's getting going. There's a ton more shit than I just mentioned. Get outside.
Yeah. Debauch Reno, 3rd and 4th of July.
Yeah, that's the further week next week before we next show. Yeah.
Yeah, I've just got to keep promoting it everywhere.
But yeah, Debaucherino, it's going to be awesome. The Spits, the Chats from Australia. Damn.
Dickies.
I had no idea the Spits were still playing.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fucking exciting, dude.
Cool. They were at Burger Boogaloo last year in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's the only reason why I know that they're still alive.
Well, that's cool, man. It's good to know he's breathing.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great and fantastic show. Once again, here at the Dogwater Studios for Dogwater Dick, Cadillac Kim, Chewbacca, Nick. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Life is short, and we love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
we go.
I'm a thief and a shit kicker, and I'd like to be famous.
Dog War Studios.
You disgusting hippie pig.
What?